This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about healthcare and money and the financial pressures that shape our care. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. There's a new drug that seems to work really well for people with cystic fibrosis. It's called Trikafta. It's designed to reduce the mucus that builds up in patients' lungs and to prevent infections. And many people have called it a life changer. It's expensive, though. The price tag in the U.S., over $300,000 per patient per year. But it's possible to get some insurance or Medicare coverage for it. In Canada, patients can't get this medication yet because of this high cost. Reporter Anna Gordon has this profile of a man who is desperately trying to find a workaround.
Jacob Jaramillo originally left his country for a chance at staying alive and healthy for as long as possible. Jacob was born with cystic fibrosis. People sometimes call it CF for short.
I was born actually in Colombia, South America. And I moved to Canada when I was 12 in the year 2000, mainly to have a better opportunity to live and thrive as a CF person.
When he was diagnosed, doctors weren't sure if he would live to see 30. And at that time, Canada was considered one of the best countries in the world for CF patients. There's universal health coverage, more access to care, and patients have better chances at getting a life-saving lung transplant.
Believe it or not, we used to be very proud that compared to our neighbors in the States, people with CF would live 10 years longer than our counterparts in the States. And things are clearly very different now.
Now the tables have turned. The miracle drug Trikafta is not available in Canada. The drug costs $360,000 a year per patient, a big price tag that the Canadian government has hesitated to approve. Christopher McCabe is a health economist who lives in Canada and studies drug pricing.
Once you've got something licensed, you've got a monopoly. Their experience to date is that the company have been very reluctant to accept prices that the Canadian provinces think they can afford. And the basic science, a lot of the basic science was government funded. They invested their own money as well, but there is no doubt that a lot of fundamental work was done with government funding.
But Jacob felt angry and disappointed with this decision, especially after seeing Trikafta's success in other countries over the past 2 years.
It's fair for government to not want to pay excessive prices. But if the rest of the world has figured it out, then there's no excuse. You know, this isn't a problem that has not been solved.
Jacob's health has been declining for years. Cystic fibrosis primarily affects the lungs, so any kind of physical exertion became a struggle for him. Even something as simple as walking 4 blocks could leave him utterly exhausted.
I used to be a chef and I had to stop cooking because of CF. It just got a bit too much to work in the kitchen, the hours, the tax on the body.
When he first heard about Trikafta during the phase 3 trials for the drug, it seemed like this was what he had been waiting for his whole life.
My wife and I, we'd love to have kids, but before Trikafta, we never really talked about it because I don't want to die when my kid is 5 years old and leave my wife with a child. So it's more than just lung function that Trikafta is giving back to our community. It's really just hope.
In December 2019, just 2 months after Trikafta was approved in the States, Jacob had one of the worst lung infections of his life.
It starts the way they all do. You start feeling a little sick, and you start coughing up blood. Most of the time in the past, it was just kind of, you know, an AV tune-up, maybe take 3 weeks off work and get back on your feet. But it kind of never went away. You know, it's like, I guess it's that point in the CF life where you start developing resistance to antibiotics, you start developing allergies to antibiotics.
Jacob began trying all sorts of new treatments, but months in, his fever persisted.
And that's where a bit of panic sets in, because in the past, things had worked for me. You know, it's debilitating, you know, like I can deal with a month and crush it through mentally and physically. But once you start hitting the 4 month mark, it takes its toll on everything, physically, mentally, emotionally.
In the meantime, the Canadian government didn't seem anywhere close to approving Trikafta. Jacob was getting desperate to get this medication, but there was no way he could afford it without insurance. He founded an advocacy organization called CF Get Loud, which calls for the Canadian government to approve the medication. And then, through his advocacy work,
I met what I can only describe as a guardian angel from the U.S., who had a bit of Trikafta that he wasn't going to use, and that he offered to send it. And I'm like, whoa, I'm blown away, both in the sense of community, in the gift itself.
Jacob's guardian angel has been sharing their own prescription with Jacob, sending half their dose to Canada. And when Jacob started to take the medication, even at just half a dose, it was like a switch flipped.
It's been the best 2 years of my life. When I say that to people and I describe it as such, they're like, are you crazy? It's like a global pandemic. But it legitimately has been the best 2 years of my life. It comes with guilt, though. Like, why me? Like, how did I get so lucky? You know, there's just been people that have been fighting so hard for so many years, people in worse health than I. And it's just like, how did I get this gift?
But Jacob only has a limited supply, and the uncertainty makes him nervous.
I need to ration it because I don't know how much I'll have. And like, I used it almost as this crutch to get me out of this infection. I got a taste of this amazing miracle, but my supply has been uncertain throughout, right? So, I mean, I'm still taking a half dose of it because I'm trying to stretch it out until we get access here in Canada.
Jacob continues to advocate to get the drug approved. The Canadian Agency for Drugs and Technologies in Health is currently reviewing Trikafta, and it's expected to decide whether to recommend the drug for approval at some point this June. For The Pulse, I'm Anna Gordon.